Is Pelka. 10 people are dead in Afghanistan after an attack on Afghan Vice President Amrullah Saleh on Wednesday. Saleh escaped the attack with only minor injuries to his face and hands. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said the victims were mostly pedestrians during morning rush hour. Officials said the blast was caused by a planted roadside bomb and targeted Saleh's vehicle convoy. Wednesday's bombing comes ahead of a first round of peace negotiations between Taliban officials and a team of Afghans, including government representatives. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack. A Nobel Prize-winning author accused the authorities in Belarus of terrorizing their own people on Wednesday as another opposition politician was detained. Maxim Zanuck was the latest figure to be seized in a systematic campaign by President Alexander Lukashenko to round up leaders of a month-long mass protest movement. Author Svetlana Alexievich called on supporters to unite and not give up. And, quote, there is a danger we will lose the country. In a show of solidarity, with Alexievich, who won the 2015 Nobel Prize for Literature, diplomats from at least 7 European countries joined her Wednesday. Zanuck was detained 2 days after another opposition leader, Maria Kolesnikova, was snatched in the street by masked men. Both are prominent leaders of protests demanding the resignation of Lukashenko following an August 9th presidential election that the opposition says was rigged. Lukashenko denies vote rigging for the election. Follow the story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will visit the battleground.